You are listening to Canecast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Jordan Greenhouse, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick, and with me today I have Craig Stone, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Small Cap Value Strategy. Craig, first of all, thank you for taking the time to speak with our listeners today.
Hello, Jordan. It's a pleasure to be here.
With all the increased market volatility and uncertainty in the marketplace, we're looking forward to hearing your perspective and how you're managing the portfolio.
Jordan, as you and our long-term investors with us know, that here at Carr, we have always looked for high-quality businesses. And one of the hallmarks of being invested in high-quality businesses is the capital protection that these businesses offer during market or economic turmoil.
Craig, what are you seeing in the current market environment, and how is this impacting the businesses that you own?
And many of these stocks that we own, like WD-40 and Jack Henry, have been time-tested through previous recessions and have the ability to pretty well insulate themselves from economic downturns. And we are once again seeing it during this time as well with these two stocks. But then again, no two recessions are exactly the same, and certainly the current environment is unprecedented. Some have described the current time as if 9/11 and the financial crisis of 2008 were combined into a single event. And as a result, some of the businesses that we own have previously weathered through the financial crisis period are facing challenges to their business that no investors could have envisioned. Some of these businesses like Cinemark and Cheesecake Factory did see their revenue decline in 2008. But it was still a lower revenue decline than the average small cap business. And their margins were better protected during that time as well. However, in the current environment where city after city, state after state have put in shelter at home edicts in place, have meant that the complete shutdown of like the movie theaters chains nationwide, and in many states, the closing of dining areas of restaurants, limiting them just to takeout or delivery only. This unimaginable closing of movie theaters, for example, has never happened before in the industry's entire history. It did not happen during world wars. It never happened during previous recessions or even in the immediate aftermath of 9/11. So even though Cinemark has levers the companies can pull to help reduce its variable costs, the company, like many others, have been forced to close entirely during this unknown period. So for the time being, the company has zero revenues while it is closed. Zero. We have never seen this period before or a business like this before do this, being forced to do this. The good news is that at some point, life will get back to somewhat normal. And if we use China as an example where the COVID-19 began, we are starting to see that in China where theaters there are slowly being reopened. Restaurants and food services are starting up again as well. So strong businesses will eventually get through a long term, and that is where we focus today.
What risks in the market should investors be most focused on, and how are you managing this risk within the strategy?
The ultimate risk for any equity investor is always the company's ability to survive and continue to operate as an ongoing concern. Near term, the focus should always be on the balance sheet of companies. It doesn't matter if you own a great business, but if that business is overloaded with debt, the risk is that the company's lack of credit liquidity can ultimately force it into bankruptcy. We saw this during the financial crisis with companies like Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers. And it doesn't matter if you are a large or small business. Having high debt during this time forces the companies to make poor long-term decisions or the creditors force them out of business. The way we manage risk within our portfolio in this context has always been the same. We believe that high-quality businesses have low capital intensity, allowing the company to generate high free cash flow, and the ability to be self-funding of these businesses will be in a better position to weather and survive through recessionary periods. However, as we previously discussed, this time is somewhat different given the entire closure of many businesses and industries. It adds an additional level of analysis complexity, but one that should always favor active stock pickers like ourselves.
While none of us has a crystal ball, what are your expectations going forward?
You're right, Jordan. None of us have a crystal ball. But in times like this, the best we can do is to draw upon near-term and long-term history. Near-term, the best case scenario would be for the shelter in place to last similar time frame to what we saw in China. Today, if you look at the news in China, we see that factories are being reopened. Travel has started to pick back up. Even movie theaters are slowly opening as well. If the shutdown in the U.S. lasts longer than what we saw in China, then perhaps conversation will start comparing this period to the start of the Great Depression back in the 1930s. We don't believe that this is what's going to happen, but it certainly could be a possibility.
Craig, do you have any advice for investors in the overall current market environment?
We have taken this time to upgrade our portfolios, as we did in 2008. We're adding to existing names where we have high conviction and confidence. We are looking at and investing in high quality businesses that we did not own previously due to prohibitive valuations, but have since come down with the recent equity market decline. Another advice is don't try to be a hero in trying to pick the market bottom. Set a price and slowly invest along the way. Keep a long-term perspective. Regardless of best or worst case scenarios, we still do believe that equities over the long term will generate higher returns.
Craig, thank you once again for taking the time and providing the insights to our listeners. We look forward to hearing from you again in the near future. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jordan.